Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Politics, got an interesting show this week. We're going to talk about something that's going on down in the Orlando area in terms of some pretty significant, fully evidenced voter fraud. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some economic numbers. We're going to do the economic numbers first. Unemployment today was 3.5%, although in the unemployed category, there were 5.8 million people. Home sales are really down today, and it's going to get worse as long as these mortgage rates continue to increase. But home sales today, Jimmy found the exact number, is 23.82, down 23.82%. Very, very big number. In terms of inflation, Jim, I'd like you to talk about those numbers.
Okay, so yeah, the inflation basically coming out from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics,
right,
through September. We've got overall 0.4% with the seasonal adjustment for September, and that's actually inflation over the last 12 months has increased 8.2%.
Yeah.
All right. Then the index for items less food and energy increase 0.6%. That's core basic inflation for September. Mm. That's up 6.6 over the last year.
Okay.
The core inflation rate is really what the Fed's looking at.
Yeah.
Now that, again, that reflects September when we had a sharp decline in energy prices. Now we've had a slight increase in energy and gasoline in particular over the last few weeks, and actually since these numbers came out. So you're going to see a different number in the next quarter, and the probability, a lot of the people that actually had to make purchases in the summer had to pay peak prices for like heating oil and for long-term commodities purchases.
And so it's going to get even worse this winter.
You bet, because we still have limited production. We still have a high regulatory environment, and you still have the crisis going on in Europe. So we're going to see overall those numbers up, and in particular, the Biden regime's policy of drawing down the National Strategic Petroleum Reserve is going to end. And of course, with the Saudi and OPEC agreement to cut 2 million barrels a day, when you get past this November 8th election, you're going to see another significant spike in oil prices.
That doesn't sound real good for Big Al, who right now is only paying about $120 a month for natural gas. I would predict that's probably going to go up significantly this winter, but we'll see what happens. Let's talk about the various averages, the Dow, the S&P, and NASDAQ. And I'd like Jim to weigh in on this, because he's got some very interesting points about these numbers. Because if you look at them for just today, you're going to say, well, maybe my IRA will come back. If you look at Dow Jones Industrial Average for today, you'll see it's up 2.6%. The S&P is up 2.4%, and the NASDAQ is up 3.15%. And this is a part I'd like Jimmy to explain, and that is, if you look at where the indices are, specifically the Dow, in comparison to the high, when a lot of us invested in our IRAs, is down 20 to 25%. So we're getting killed.
Absolutely. So the peak Dow was back in January 5th. And since then, we've had, not including today's numbers, because I can't actually do the math, or I could, but I'm not going to do the math on today's numbers. But basically, the Dow has been down over 20%, 21 to 22%. The S&P 500 is down 25%, and the NASDAQ has been down 33% year to date. Now, none of these indices have ended a year down more than 10% since 2008. So we don't know what's going to happen in the upcoming weeks and months, but the probability with all the indicators, the economic indicators of continued inflation, of a significant reduction in home sales, which really hits core inflation, we're going to see some, and of course, everybody expecting and analyzing and particularly planning for an economic decline over the next foreseeable future, you're going to see some problems with the Dow numbers as well.
I think it's going to happen, unfortunately, just about the day before New Year's. And that's about the time that people are really going to be throwing down the booze at the various New Year's Eve parties, because they're going to think about their IRAs, etc. Personal spending is up 0.6%, but as Jim mentioned to me off mic, you have to understand that of that 0.6% increase, most of it is coming on credit cards, and that's not, in my opinion, a very good sign, Jim.
No, I think that's a real problem, because we are increasing debt. Everybody's increasing debt right now.
Right.
Because they can't, because the inflation is so high. And this is certainly the people, not, these are not wealthy people. These are people at the lower end of the spectrum that are working month to month.
Right.
And of course, as we talked about earlier in the week in one of our podcasts, when we see numbers of 60% of Americans are actually living paycheck to paycheck,
yeah,
month to month.
That's a big number.
It's really hard to keep up with these inflation numbers.
Yeah. Having said that, let's talk a little bit about voter fraud. Let's go down to Orlando, Florida. Florida has a new office called the Office of Election Crimes and Security. They have collected enough data which shows evidence of systematic ballot harvesting in the Orlando area, and they want to see the state law enforcement agencies open a full-scale criminal investigation in that. Jimmy, comments?
Yeah, so Ron DeSantis put together this the Office of Election Crime and Security after the 2020 election because of the potential problems they have there, and they want to do a good job and give every vote the legitimacy that it requires in order to make decisions in our democracy. And of course, what you see now with this woman, Cynthia Harris, who was actually running for a city commission or a county commission office, I believe, she's a Democrat, and she came forward and has given written testimony that written documentation under oath that there is a significant problem with voter harvesting, where people are going to homes in the in different urban areas, mostly in the Black community, which is why she's frustrated, and buying votes, or at least collecting up ballots and getting paid for that by progressive organizations.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate reality right now is that it's happening probably far more places than just in the area that they're looking at in Florida. We know there's videotape of this happening in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, with Ilhan Omar's district, where people were buying votes. It depends on who's going to enforce the law. And if you're in a Democratic-run area, it appears that they're trying to protect these types of operations rather than call them out, which is the unfortunate reality right now that we're facing in America, because people like Katie Hobbs in Arizona comes out and tells Cochise County that they can't hand count the ballots, that it must be machine counted, or they'll be facing criminal, action by the Secretary of State. That's ridiculous. We need to have transparency, and why the heck can't you hand count ballots to confirm what comes up on those machines? Something is very wrong in America when elected leaders are protecting that, not asking for voter ID, not pushing forward with analyzing what's actually going on behind the scenes and some of this voter fraud through vote harvesting.
Jim, we got to take a real quick break here, but let me say there's something even more than wrong when you have a celebrity like Liz Cheney coming out and poo-pooing the possibility of ballot harvesting, et cetera, et cetera. I really lose faith in our particularly left-wing politicians when they say that. Real quick break, you guys.